Every Monday, we talk all things money and finances related, all in the efforts of ensuring that we are a little bit more informed and make some better financial decisions, whether it's in the efforts of spending money, using money, saving money, investing our money, or just ways to understand better of the value of our money. Interest rates go up and you're just like, I don't even know what that means. What are some of the things to consider when buying a car, buying a house, etc., etc.? And in this case, we talk about something that's affecting millions of South Africans. And statistically, we're seeing that more of what is disposable income is disappearing year on year due to debt. But the question is, what are some of the ways that we can be able to use to repay our debt? Are we contractually stuck to what we agreed with the financial institution with? Or are there different methods that we can employ into our finances that will help us to tackle our debt better? Joining us in studio is Ruvan Grobla, who is the head of risk and wealth manager at Boervest Financial Management. Ruvan, it's good to have you back. Welcome to Drive 3-6.
Thank you for having me back.
Ruvan, this is a conversation that makes a lot of people shrink. You want to go back into your shell. You don't even want to think about it. Don't look to the side too much and cause attention. But debt is a big problem. Just maybe help us understand on a bigger scale. How common is this? Is this something that is as serious as what it sounds like in the numbers?
Absolutely. I think, like we've spoken about in the past, what you spend your money on is really important. So, of course, earning money, everyone wants to earn more money. But there's a really, really, really easy way for you, you know, to move forward, and that's in the way that you spend your money, and that is the problem. Getting into debt, financial education. I think last time we spoke about that as well. Financial education. How do you spend money? And then when you get into that stage where you actually need to, we need to go into debt get a personal loan or whatever it might be, then understanding how it works and repaying that debt, how interest rates work. Is it a floating interest rate? Is it a fixed interest rate? Can I pay more into this loan? Can I pay this loan off quicker? What is the term? All of these types of things are really important and I think quite looked over as well.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of us, I'm almost imagining that for a lot of people, it's easy to just kind of go, this is what I committed to. This particular company says I can pay 374 rand and 23 cents every month for the next 87 months. And that's exactly what I'm going to pay, even if I get a bump up in my salary or suddenly open a business and I've got more disposable income. Am I actually bound to that exactly? Because I've heard conversations where people are saying, no, don't just pay 300 rand. Pay 300 that you agree and then add another 200. And then it's going to slash off 50 years or something ridiculous like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, use it in the sentence where we speak about home loans. You know, last week we had a cut in interest rates of 25 basis points. That makes a small difference on a home loan, but eventually in the long run it does make a big difference, especially if we, you know, look at, let's say in the past year or so, we've had interest rate cuts of close to 1% or even more. That makes a big difference. But what people then tend to do is, if they have a floating rate and that amount comes down after the cut in interest rate, then that is the new payment. But if you were already used to paying a little bit more, stick to it. Mm. You know, if you've got a bond of 20, 25, 30 years and you stick to those amounts, because that would have been, let's say, the worst case scenario for you in paying it back, and you can afford it, just stick to it. I mean, you're really going to take years and years and years of your home loan. So definitely, absolutely.
So what are some of the most common debt repayment strategies or methods that people use today outside of just committing to what's been written in black and white? Because it does seem it's like there's a little world that exists that if you just stick to the black and white, you could be missing out on. And maybe you can help us understand that just makes it easy for people to not only pay the debt, but also commit, and it makes it feel like, you know, that feeling of accomplishment, and I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so one of the strategies is to actually pay off your smaller debts first, and that definitely has an emotional thing, where you sort of feel like you are actually going somewhere, which is understandable. But if you want to be analytical about it, it would really be better to pay off the debt that has the higher interest rates. That's where you should actually start. What people usually do is stick to the payments that you're used to, so your minimum payments, and if you have money left, then put extra money into those Loans that have higher interest rates.
Just a quick note. How do I know if it's a high interest rate?
Absolutely. So interest rates are based on the risk that you as an individual pose to the financial institution or to the bank, whoever it might be. And there's different scenarios and different criteria for those interest rates. But normally, if you sign the contract that when they give you the loan, they would tell you this is going to be the interest rate, and it's a floating or a fixed interest rate.
Yeah.
Then you'd know what that interest rate is. So it's really easy to see it, and you know, putting a small Excel together, getting an average between your interest rates, and seeing what is your total, interest rate payments. But then looking at those bigger ones in terms of interest rates specifically, not in terms of amounts, it's about the interest rate.
Yes.
And then paying those maybe a little bit more towards, if possible.
So the idea is that if paying off the smaller debts, right, let's say you've got a small, I don't know, clothing account that you've got a debt of 1,300 rand. So kind of say, okay, be diligent in the paying the 200s or the 400s, whatever it is. And then do I use that 400 or 300 that I was paying monthly for the 1,300 to pay other debts, or do I get to enjoy that and reward myself? Because I've done great.
No, listen, so we've spoken about budgeting in the past as well. So if it fits into the budget, and you've got money left after the month and you feel like really you've gone into everything that you should have in terms of saving and investing and then paying off your debts, then if you've got money left, fine, blow it. But if not, and you still feel a little bit guilty, I would rather pay it into those debts.
Okay, and this is where, would I be right in saying that's where the magic spot is? Because now, what you were paying X amount, and I'm going to create a scenario. Here is, I don't know, John, who's paying three accounts. One is a 300 Rand account towards a clothing account. The second account is a 5,000 Rand towards a car. And then there's another that's 12,000 Rand towards a house. And he ends off paying the 300 Rands towards a clothing account, and he puts it towards the, let's say, the car, which is now 5,300. I know it sounds very minimal, but is the logic that extra 300 Rand over and above what he was paying going to make the difference towards the bigger picture? And the same thing would apply if he finishes paying off his car to the next debt.
Absolutely. Once again, if you look at the picture before he took out that debt, even that 300 Rand should have been part of his budget. So you're used to paying it, and you're still moving forward, and you're still paying back what you should have. Now paying a little bit more towards something else, absolutely. I would definitely do that. What are you used to paying it?
Yeah, you're used to the money going out. Yeah. What are some of the mistakes that we make when it comes to paying off our debt that you're just like, oh, please don't do that? And I already have a feeling you're going to bring out the credit record. I've got a sneaky suspicion about this.
Absolutely. You know what? I think a lot of the times people really do get desperate, and it happens. But the banks also know you're desperate. And what normally happens is you've already gone into debt in the past, and your risk profile is probably not the best for the interest rates, for yourself, obviously for the bank or for the financial institution. They win all the way. But you're actually a big risk for a bank, meaning you're going to get really bad interest rates. I mean, if you talk about credit cards, which is unsecured debt, you know, a lot of people have credit card interest rates of 20%+. That's massive. I mean, our prime interest rate now is what, 10.5%. So it's double what our prime lending rate is for the retail client.
It's because of the risk.
That's a big problem. And then another thing is obviously people get discouraged. You feel like you're going nowhere. And I heard the Tani calling in a little bit earlier saying, how do you eat an elephant piece by piece? Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's how the world works. Everything is long term. And if you've made debt, think about the long term. And you unfortunately have to give a few things up in the short term. But thinking about it emotionally, it's really not going to help. And obviously, as you've seen in the past, I'm an analytical person. Let's keep the emotions out of it.
That I've definitely caught.
But absolutely. Don't ever forget it is going somewhere, even though it doesn't feel like it. But the emotions really play a big part in it.
Ruvan, just before we wrap up our time together, what about someone who's saying, I've recently lost a bit of income, or I've just been retrenched, or my salary's been reduced, and I can't keep up with the debt repayments? Do I have space to go to whichever financial institution and say, hey guys, this is where I am, I need you to help me out, let's figure out a new way, extend the term, or whatever it is? Or am I just bound to the black and white, and that's just that?
So you can go for counseling. So that's definitely, I would say that's worst case scenario, to be honest. Before that, you can even talk to the bank yourself. Not for unsecured debt. So let's talk about your home and these types of things. It can be refinanced. You can really speak to the bank. And if your own risk profile has changed in the past few years after you've taken this loan, it is definitely possible to refinance that loan and they can give you new terms. But to go to an institution, and this is my opinion, but if you go to an institution to get counseling and for them to do this for you, there is definitely costs involved as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes it also doesn't work. But I would say that's worst case scenario.
Oh, awesome. Oh, well, Ruvan, thank you so much. It's always great chatting to you. Even though you're saying we shouldn't celebrate after we've paid off the debts, just take that 400 extra and put it. Can I buy like a little ice cream at least? just like...
Only that first month.
Oh, no. Gee whiz. Ruvan Grobler, of course, from the team at Boavis Wealth Management.